Well, a little bit of backstory. This is a presentation that I prepared for the children on Earth Day Sunday 4 years ago, and there were no children, so it didn't see the light of day. I've been thinking about today's message for the past week, and I decided to update this, sort of recycle it in the spirit of Earth Day. And some of you know that I'm a professor at UH. I have taught courses in environmental planning for many years. So there's a bit of a pop quiz in this presentation, ungraded, but if you'd like to answer the questions as we get through it, raise your hands. It's kind of a yes-no question, not an essay test, just a yes-no type of question. So yesterday was Earth Day. I know some of you were picking up trash. I know Willow is doing that in the Kalihi area. Next slide. And why do we need to take care of the Earth? That's basically the question. I think most of you know the answer to that. Next slide. The Bible tells us to be stewards of God's creation. As Christians, we have a responsibility to maintain and wisely use the gifts that God has bestowed on us. We are God's collaborators in the work of creation. What does the earth provide us? Provides food, timber, fuel, water, soil, medicinal plants, and fibers for clothes we wear. Filters pollutants to give us clean air, soil, and water. Recycles our wastes. Controls pests and diseases. Provides animals a place to live. Provides places to walk, bike, or go hiking to keep us healthy. And these are just a few. How do kids care for the earth? Next slide. Well, and here's the pop quiz. Raise your hand if you know the answer. Do you take care of a dog? Next slide. Do you ever feed a cat? Oh, wow. Next slide. What about polar bears? Next slide. Polar bears live in the Arctic Ocean at the North Pole. Next slide. The Arctic Ocean is the Earth's refrigerator. It controls the jet stream, which affects our weather. What happens to food and ice in the refrigerator when we leave the door open too long? Think about that. Next slide. Warmer air in the Arctic Ocean is shrinking the home of the polar bear. Do you ask questions about Earth in school? Now, you're not in school anymore, but do you read about Earth science in the media? Next slide. How do kids take care of the Earth? Next slide. Should we plant a tree to clean the air? Hands up. This is ought to be automatic today. Next slide. I love trees. Do you take care of plants? I know a lot of you brought plants today. Must answer yes. Next slide. Do you feed and give them water? Next slide. Do you help clean windows at home? Next slide. Do you throw waste in a trash can? Next slide. Litter's do's and don'ts. Next slide. Do you recycle paper, plastics, and glass? Next slide. Should you throw a banana peel from your car window? I'm checking. Next slide. Should we recycle dental floss? Great. Did you know that litter can find its way into the ocean? Okay. Next slide. Should we help others pick up litter on the beach? Okay. Do you like to go hiking? Next slide. Should we preserve wilderness areas for camping and canoeing? Okay. Should we use plastic bags when shopping? No. Next slide. Use a canvas or cloth bag instead. Next slide. Use a LED light bulb to save energy. Turn off the water faucet when you brush your teeth. Do you ride your bike for fun? Next slide. Can you walk to school? Next slide. Can you ride a bike to school? I might say parenthetically, some of my students have a project for the state DOT to look into safe routes to schools on Oahu. Next slide. Closing prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for your wonderful creation, for the air we breathe, the water we drink, and for all living things on land, sea, and air. Help us to learn the lessons that nature can teach us. Remind us that each generation has a duty to care for your creation for future generations. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.